host, David Yanis. You're listening to Ignite Your Day, and I'm excited to see what God is doing and how God is moving in people's lives. The last few shows, we've been talking about different things. Some things are about miracles happening if you just come to God. Other things are miracles happening in places we've been, like Kenya and everything. But today I want to talk to you about just miracles happening wherever. I mean, wherever you're at, God just moves and does wonderful things. I know God's anointing is on me. I know God's healing is on me. I know when I go places, I told you before, that people will see gold on their hands or gold on the walls or gold in the cubicles and stuff, and I believe that that's an amazing thing. But I also know that God is able to do more, able to change things. I can't explain it, but the faith you put in people, the encouragement you put in people, is an amazing thing. You have to trust God every time you pray, and every time you put faith in someone, they got to do something amazing. They got to change things for them. And I know when I was in South Africa, I preached on creative miracles. I preached on it. I believed on it. We were in a restaurant just after preaching in one of the several churches that I preach at. I call them family churches because those are the ones that I go to and visit, and those are my friends that become my family. And I have like three sisters there that I've adopted, and it's a large family. And we were having lunch with the pastor, his daughters, his wife, and a couple other ministers that traveled with me there. And it was crazy. I'm telling you, it was crazy, because we're finished eating, and then this man sitting, he's sitting in a restaurant. He's sitting in the restaurant before, and he's just waiting there for me to finish. And his friends told him where we're at, and he came and he had lunch on a different table with his family. And he had to have eye surgery, I believe, in his eye. Yet I didn't believe that was his eyes and something wrong with his brain. And he just needed prayer. Well, we're in this restaurant. It's not a Christian environment. It is a Hindu restaurant, Hindu owners. It is very, it's good food. I mean, it had mashed potatoes. And hey, when you're traveling, you get mashed potatoes and you get some kind of meat. That's good. But it had some good stuff. And so I ate some of that. And I was leaving. They told me that if I could pray for their friend. Well, when I looked at their friend, I'm like, sure, let's pray for them. And they go, do you want to go outside? I go, no, we're here. His faith brought him here. So let's believe that his faith is going to heal him. So I just stood beside him and laid hands on him. I put my hand on his forehead and I just said, God, I believe you're going to touch him. I believe you're going to minister to him. And I believe that you're going to minister and do great things for him. And I trust you. And I know what's going to happen. I believe it. And I pray for his eyes. I pray for his mind, that even in this restaurant where we're at, your presence is here. Your presence is here regardless. And that I believe that you're going to do something amazing for this man. So I prayed for him. And when I prayed for him, he was just astonished that I would step up in faith. Now, not everybody was agreeable around the restaurant, mind you. But we said amen. We said in Jesus' name. We didn't hold back. About maybe, then we left. And then maybe a week later, I'm back in the States, and I get a testimony from my friend. And she says that God had healed him. That his eyes were better, his brain was better, that he was fine. That God had healed him. He didn't need any operation or any complications because God did the miraculous. Now, God's always worked in restaurants wherever I've been. In fact, I get invited by some of these, like a business ministry group. They'll ask me to come and encourage their business members. And most of the time, it's at a Mexican restaurant or at a diner and stuff. So we're in this diner. And my friend just came in, prayed. I preached for the people. I prayed for them. And you have people laying out right and left. It's funny. He came in just because he knew I was preaching. And I was at one of his chapters of his group before, and many people got healed. So he asked me to come in, so I could pray for him. Well, we just went through this horrible disaster called Harvey in Houston, and he got very sick. He got a stomach virus that the medicine wasn't helping, and he was so concerned about that he came for prayer. What do you know? I laid hands on his stomach. Immediately, God healed him. Immediately, God healed him. In fact, I've been stopped in restaurants before, and the people are having a meeting, and they notice me eating there, and I'm always eating something, usually a burger if I'm in one of those diners. And he I was asked if I would go over there and I would pray for the people, they would buy my lunch. And I'm like, you don't have to buy my lunch, but I mean, I appreciate that. I'll go pray for anyone. I make myself available wherever I go. I make myself open to do whatever God tells me to do. I just trust God that what I'm doing is what God is calling me to do. So I know for a fact that when they call me and they ask me to pray, even if I'm sitting in a restaurant, I will go pray and God will do something. Just like that young man in South Africa. I mean, we're in South Africa, Pietermaritzburg, South Africa, and we're out there praying for a man in a restaurant. And then my friend Mo gets healed at another restaurant in the U.S. And I remember being in Mexican restaurants, just eating and visiting with people that they asked me to come and pray for people as well. And people laid out in a Mexican restaurant on the floor, and everybody just still eating their chips and salsa, still watching this soccer game. God is amazing. I don't limit him according to time. I don't limit him according to distance. I don't limit him of where I'm at. When I come back from the break, I'm going to tell you how God told me not to limit him. All right, we'll be right back in just a minute, and we're going to see God do some amazing things in your life. God bless you.
Hi, this is David Gannis. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website. Find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me. I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you. Hi, this is David Yannis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit, and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation, miracles, and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it, has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Ignite Your Day. Can't even say my own name. Anyway, praise God, I'm here. I'm excited about what God is doing. Last segment, I talked about how even in a restaurant, God will use me, or even in a anywhere, in any country I've been in. I've been in restaurants, and people, God has used me in different places, and it's amazing to see the testimonies that come back. In fact, I was in a mall in Kenya. I was coming just going to, of course, to go to a restaurant, went to the loo to go wash up, and then I was going back through the mall, portion of the mall, to go to the restaurants, and then someone just stopped me. They just stopped me and they just pulled me aside. Who knows me in Kenya? I mean, who knows me in this mall? I mean, I've been there many times, but not in this mall to the point where people know me everywhere. And I mean, it's great that happens. It's kind of cool. And they're like, Dr. Yannis, this lady stopped me. And I walked up to her and I'm just like, sure. And she goes, do you remember me? I go, not really. I see a lot of people. I apologize. And she's like, no. She goes, God healed me in one of your services. I go, really? She goes, yeah, God touched my stomach. And then when God touched my stomach, God took this tumor that was in me. God took it out. Isn't that what God does?
It's amazing to hear those testimonies. It's amazing to see what God does. It's amazing to see how God moves in such a miraculous way that God changes even a person right there instantly. God could do it for you. Maybe he's already done it for you. You just have to believe. You see, we just have to receive what God has done. We just have to receive that God has healed us. We just have to receive that God's miracle is upon us. We just have to receive and believe together right now that you're healed, that God has done something, that God has changed something, that God's miracles are for you and for your family. When you believe in that, God will do almost anything. I would say God will do anything. God can do anything. He can do anything for you. I believe it. The Bible says that he loves you, that he knows how to give good gifts unto his children. He doesn't say, cancer, Merry Christmas. So he doesn't say, Parkinson's, happy birthday. Those things are not from God. Sickness is not from God. And I believe it's John 9, it says that the healings and miracles happen that God can be glorified. Let's glorify God in your healing. Let's glorify God in your anointing that's about to happen in your life. Let's glorify God in the very place that he needs to be in your life. You see, I was told when I was in the military, I was told many things and told how I would walk in there and not follow God, and how I would become addicted to smoking or addicted to something else. I have no idea. Drinking. And I know that God has a plan for me. God had a plan. So I'd always meditate. I'd always pray. I'd always seek God out. I always say, God, just tell me. Just tell me what you want. I want to know. Even on the mid-watches and watches that I stood at night or during the day, I'm just focusing. I'm looking, doing my job. But I'm also focusing on what God has. I'm saying, God, talk to me. Whisper to me. Minister to me. Tell me what you need me to know. And do you know that several times on watch, God spoke to me. And he spoke so strongly to me. And one of the times, I remember I was on watch and I heard him say, whisper, in a whisper almost, don't limit me. Don't limit me. And I'm wondering, how do I limit God? I read 13 chapters every morning and every night. I pray all day. When I'm not on working, when I'm not working, I'm in prayer. I witness. I try and talk to people. How am I limiting God? So then I ask God, how am I limiting you? How do I limit you? What am I doing that is limiting you? And it was quiet for some time. And then God spoke strongly to me. He said, you limit me how much you pray. You limit me what I can do. You limit me on the resources that I can bring to you. You limit me on the things that you should be doing. You limit me on how I can deliver. You limit. And he went on and on and on. And he goes, tell my people not to limit me. So 25 years later, I'm telling you right now, don't limit God. Don't limit God. Now, I remember coming down from that watch and just in total awe and total repentance and total just joy for God, that I walked up to my friend that was having breakfast, like minister section, all the preachers and stuff sat together in the morning, just not all the time, but we'd see each other, we'd get a seat beside. You got engineers, electricians, and then myself, just a lowly deck seaman coming in, and what they call us operations. So I came in from ops deck, and I went in there and sat down, and I had my breakfast with me, and my friend looked at me, and he goes, you seen God. My friend Teddy Ward, one day I'll meet him again. He said, you seen God. I said, yes. He goes, you spent time with the Father this morning. I said, yes, I did. He said, what did he tell me? He said, tell my people not to limit me. Teddy was a bit excited, exuberant, man of faith. He was just the guy that he got me out of my shyness. Maybe one of these episodes I'll tell you how he got me out of my shyness and faith. You know, standing strong in the military, having to be a man of faith wasn't an easy thing. And he taught me how to break through that shyness that I had. If you can believe I've ever been shy, it was just only maybe for a fraction of a time, but I was. And he went over there and he took all the food off the table, slid it off the table. He walked me up to it. And he said, tell the people. This is the people. Tell them. And I preached on not limiting God. I came down from the table, from the mountain, from my mountain, the table. And I went back to get him our breakfast that Teddy threw everywhere and clean it up. And I looked up, and I was on the floor picking up stuff. There was not a dry eye in the place. It's amazing, God's presence, God's timely word, how it changes people's lives and how it just makes things crazy. And you just trust God. You trust God that he's going to change things. And so I'm telling you now, don't limit him. Trust him. Don't limit him in your situation. Don't limit him in the things that you're doing right now. Just trust God. Don't limit him how you talk to people. Don't limit him how you pray. Don't limit him how he's going to reach you. Don't limit him. I found myself maybe, I don't know, 20, 30 years later, preaching at a service, and the line was so big. The line was so big that it went out to the foyer of this big church. The people that are coming for the second service just joined in the line. They didn't even know what's happening. They said, "We just want God to touch us." It went out to the foyer, and then it went out to the parking lot. This is in Humble, Texas. And I laid hands on everybody. Back then, I didn't move as fast as I move now. I think now I could probably handle that crowd a little bit quicker. But I looked at that, and I said, Lord, do this quick. Just move something. Do something. And then you know what God told me? Why? Because the people are waiting, Lord. He goes, let them wait. Because they wait for phones. They wait for movies. They wait for restaurants that are opening. Let them wait for me. We limit them. We'll be right back. God bless.
Hi, this is David Yannis, and I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I want to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audiobook, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation, miracles, and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships, and both men and women have been so blessed with it that has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148 for $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yannis, and you've been watching Ignite Your Day. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the broadcast. Thank you for just taking the time to watch us today. I know it means a lot to us that we can impart in your life some of the things that have happened in our life and some of the testimonies and teaching that will create some things for you, that will make miracles happen. That is, you're going to realize that no matter where you're at in life, God can use you. No matter where you're at in life, you can get a miracle. No matter where you're at in life, miracles are going to happen. I told you about the stories of people in restaurants that God had me pray for and healed and delivered. One in South Africa, one inside of a diner, famous diner that we have here in the U.S. And it's amazing to see how God moves and how miracles happen. In fact, I'm astonished to know at times that they get healed. I'm like, really? Praise God. Well, when you put faith and you leave faith somewhere, someone's going to catch it. Amen. That's the thing that we pray, that someone will catch the faith that we have. Someone will catch it and get excited about it just as much as we're excited about it and do something with it. My friend Nicole in South Africa, she had a friend that was in a hospital. She didn't know how to reach them. They're going to have their feet amputated because the blood wasn't circulating. They're getting a sickness on their gangrene on there. And she reached out to me to pray. And of course, I was traveling. I didn't get her message. So she said, what would Dr. David do? And I would say, just rather, what would Jesus do?
put faith on something. Remember, we told you about the story of the aprons when Paul ripped them and sent them out. It activated them, and it created faith for people all over the villages and all over the surrounding area to receive faith, the same anointing that was in his place. The same anointing was in their place. Well, Nicole went and got him some socks. And her family was, a Muslim family, and they would not allow her to come pray. So Nicole went over there and got them some socks, and she went over there and she anointed the socks. Then she got the tissue that you would put in for packing, like a gift, and she put it in a gift. And she prayed over the tissue, praying all over that tissue, believing that it's going to do something, that this was her prayer cloth. You know, you can make anything a prayer cloth. You just put faith behind it. You attach it with faith. It'll have your anointing on it. God will do something with it. So this package was taken to this young man, and he was told to wear the socks. So he put the socks on. He put the tissue all over his legs and put them in the socks as well. He knew what was going on. His brother knew what was going on, but the parents and family members did not know what was going on. And let me tell you, I think 2 weeks later, I got a testimony from her that that young man was healed. They did not have to amputate his legs, that God had used this creative miracle to do a miracle for this young man. I'm telling you right now, I'm headed back to South Africa in a few weeks, and we're going to see some amazing things. But I'm excited that when I left, that I left something in faith, that the person that heard me also mixed it with faith. Remember, we talked about Hebrews 4:2. I don't know if I can find that right now because we're on the air, but I'll see if I can find it. Hebrews 4:2. And when Hebrews 4:2, it reads this. Let me see. I'm pretty sure. We'll take the time. We'll find it. And we are still looking for Hebrews. This is a new Bible to me. It's not my Bible. My Bible is at home. Hebrews 4:2, it says, "For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." But it's amazing what happens. We see a scripture saying that I preached to you and I preached to them, but them, they didn't mix it with faith. They didn't put faith in it. So they got nothing. They got nothing. They got nothing. But you, hearing the word and mixing it with faith, got something for your life. It profited you. So Nicole was proof to me that the words that I preached did not return unto me void, but it accomplished that which I pleased. It prospered in the things that I sent it. She was proof to me that anointing was there. She received it, and it activated when I taught her creative miracles. She decided she was going to do a creative miracle in faith and believe. And she put together a care package of faith, sent it out, and seen someone delivered. Isn't that what God does? Isn't that what God does? God is an amazing God. He's able to do more and beyond anything we can imagine. He's a wonderful God. He is a God that is able to change things and move things instantly. I'm excited. I'm excited that God has got me on this show for you, that God is opening some doors for us to broadcast, that we're going to be able to go on other networks as well, and that we're constantly getting me back inside the chair here to talk to you. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm not only going to be sharing some stories here from the studio, but I'm also going to share stories abroad. I'm going to take the cameras with me to Hawaii and try and get some interviews with my good friend and use the gift that God's given me on that. We have several friends out there that I'd love to interview and talk about faith and miracles. So we'll have a few minutes for that. And then also we're gonna also do the I'm taking this to South Africa as well. This show is going on the road, and you're gonna have shows and segments from around the world. God has given me the release to do that, and I believe it because I believe that these airwaves that we're hitting, whether it's on your phone, whether it's on your iPad or your device, whether it's on television that you're watching me, or whether it's on the internet that you're watching me, that God is doing great things with this show and that people are going to be changed. So I'm, besides the healing ministry, besides going out and preaching locally in the States or going out and preaching abroad in other countries, I only do crusades when I go overseas from now on. That's all I do. I only go do crusades. I don't visit and do other things. Crusades, and I come back home. And I only do healing services in those 8 regions that I talked about. That's it. And then the television, the radio. That's what God has mandated for me, and it's good to have the plan. And it's funny how God does this, because I was in Peru, and when I was in Peru, God started talking to me about the plan. And the plan hasn't changed, but I've like I told you on several episodes back, it's like God gave me something when I was out there. cleaned some things in my heart that I just know I had to release to God, some things that I know that only God could between me and God, what God had to do. And I trust God that the things are going to work out even better for us. But I want to encourage you. I want to tell you right now, no matter where you're at, don't limit him. No matter where you're at, let him use you. No matter where you're at, let your faith grow. Be used by God. There's so many other examples I can give to you, and I will over the next few episodes or so. In the next year, you'll get more examples of this. And God continually brings new things in. I mean, we haven't even focused solely on Hawaii, the amazing miracles happening there. We haven't even focused on Africa or Kenya or even all these places. So I'm believing God's going to do great things for you. I believe that God's going to move in a great way for you. I believe that the power of God is with you no matter where you go. Let's believe right now for your healing, for your miracle. Father, we believe right now for signs, wonders, and miracles in my brother and sister's lives. The lives, family lives are changed. Work life is changed, Father. Healing is happening. Father, we speak authority right now, and we speak healing in my brother and my sister and their families. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. We'll catch you next time on Ignite Your Day, and be blessed.
Hi, this is David Yannis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I want to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios. And many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation of miracles and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it that has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be